Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we have playoff baseball, basically, in Cleveland. Three games against the Detroit Tigers starting tonight. And somehow, the Guardians find themselves one game behind the Tigers in the AL Central. Back on September 4th, they were 9.5 games back. On September 11th, they were 9.5 games back. They were 11 back on September 4th. And here we are on September 23rd, and they're one game back. Man who will give us great perspective on all of this joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. He is former Indians first baseman Ben Broussard. Ben, good to have you with us as always. How are you, sir?
You're the good luck charm, man. You came to town, everything changed.
Yep, everything.
It's good to be here, and that's what I kept talking about when I was in town, was like, this is the time when you want to get hot. So it's been awesome watching, you know, them just time it out just right and watch these other teams feel the heat.
Strange thing to me, Ben. Okay, you're right. They got hot. That's wonderful. We were hoping they would. What were the odds of the Guardians winning 15 of 17 while the Tigers have lost 9 of their last 10 games? I mean, Guardians get that hot, unbelievable. But the Tigers go in the tank at the same time? I mean, that's really strange. I didn't see that coming. Did you?
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I really liked when I was back there and we were looking at the team was how good our pitching was. And we were just, you know, I just kept thinking, you know, the guys are going to come around and everybody's going to start swinging the bat. And if the pitching stays right where it's at, I mean, that's a formula for like winning games. And I can remember back in, I think, 05, we were in the same exact situation. And I think we reeled off like 17 of 19 and we got within like 1.5 of the White Sox. And they were sweating, you know, and then we went into that last week and we're still a really young team. And, you know, that's when we're doing the media stuff and, you know, the reporters are asking all these questions and, you know, all of a sudden that gorilla starts to kind of climb on our back and we lose a couple and we're like, you know, we just need to win one or two. I remember somebody said that and I'm like, I've never thought that way. You know, I think like we got to win every game. And then all of a sudden, I think we lost 6 of 7 and didn't even get into the playoffs. And later, I remember I was talking to Ozzie Guillen about it, and he was telling me how like they were just on their heels because they were watching us surge, and they knew we had a good, young, unpredictable team. And, you know, that year they somehow figured it out and won the World Series, and we didn't make it. But, you know, it was like one of those things that I'll never forget, that the weight of that gorilla that can climb on your back when you – you know, on either side, and I think we experienced both sides of it that year.
Yeah, Jeff wanted to apologize. He's the guy that said that to you on Tribe Time. I remember the exact show because I was sitting on the other side going,
wow,
Jeff, how could you say something like that?
And then harsh, Ben.
Then we were wrestling. It was really bad. It wasn't a good – I mean, you guys won 93 games that year. Think about that. And didn't, wow. And now you – I mean, 93, you're in the playoffs and probably win the Central, right? I mean, it's I don't know. I look at that and I always wonder about the experience that, you know, talk about being a young team and that. I know you touched on it for a second, but, you know, what do these guys need to know, young guys on this team, about make sure that you continue to do what you're doing. You're down to the final week of this thing, and we all know how crazy this game is. That's why I think game one of this series is gigantic when you're a game back on the Tigers.
Well, I mean, the thing that I really like about the team this year is there's some veterans, you know, with Hosey and all these other pitchers and guys out there that are just showing it day in and day out. I mean, it's about the little things. It's about, you know, running the bases the right way and not taking one out off every game and, you know, hitting the cutoff guy, doing all those little things that you don't really think a lot about, like in the first 2 months of the season, that like at the end, it really matters. And especially when we're looking in the playoffs, you know, every year we're watching the World Series and we're looking at the two teams, and it's always the teams that are really good defenders. They're usually teams that don't strike out very much. They put the ball in play. They put a lot of pressure on them, and then they all have the good pitching. And so, like, the guards have the great pitching. And I think with some of the leadership that they have, if you're a young guy, just watch the leaders. You know, watch, remember what they do. And just kind of, it sounds cliche to go moment to moment, but, I mean, you really got to look at, okay, we got one out. We're in this situation. Where am I at? You know, don't start, like, you know, It's weird when you're young. I guess it's real big swings, right? It's like if you get hot, it's contagious, and I mean everybody's hot. And then when you struggle, it's contagious. And so I think as you get older and more mature in the game, those swings aren't as big. And so I'm hoping that, you know, we got those veterans that are showing them every day and talking to them, because I think when we were there in 05, we really didn't have a lot of veterans on the offensive side, you know, that were – we were just all like, man, this is the first time we've ever really experienced this. And, I mean, we really rode the roller coaster, and then all of a sudden, I mean, it was just a big crash at the end.
Yeah, Aaron Boone and Casey were probably the oldest two on that team. Aaron Boone was 32. Yeah.
Exactly. Ben Broussard joining us. He's former Indians first baseman. This team is still last in Major League Baseball in batting average, which to me is fascinating, because here they sit with a chance to go to the postseason with the worst batting average in baseball. But their best month of hitting is what they're in right now in September. It's up to 248 for whatever that's worth. How do you struggle all season and then find it late, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, as a hitter, we're, you know, people would label us insane, because you come to the field every day thinking you're going to get three or four hits when you're 0 for 10 or 0 for 15, or, you know, that matchup's a horrible matchup, and you just figure out a way to just convince yourself when you walk in the field that day that today's the day. And I think that's what these guys have been doing. When I was there, I watched them every day. Guys were out there just grinding it, working in early BP. They were working on the things they needed to work. I saw the staff. It was all hands on deck. Everyone was helping. And I think that they've been saying this probably all year. Hey, you're right there. You're so close. And I think it just started kind of coming through for some of these guys. And then these other guys that have been consistent, finally they're like, whew, big breath of fresh air, because, you know, other guys are stepping up, and that puts tons of pressure on the pitcher, you know, because now they're not just worrying about the consistent guys. They're worrying about these young guys that are like, oh no, have they figured something out? You know, our scouting report says go at them like this, but lately they've been doing this, you know? So I think it kind of puts people on their heels when you're trying to defend and even figure out how to attack somebody that maybe all year has been one way and has really turned a corner.
What do you think about the Tigers moving Scooble up to the first start tonight, in the first game of the series, first start?
Yeah, I think they know it's really important. I think they know that, like, that first game's big, and especially for the Guardians, you know, like, they're rolling, and if they get that first one, I mean, it's just, you can start smelling it. So I would think that they're looking, probably the Tigers are looking at it like it's, you know, like you said, playoff baseball already.
What have you thought of this young starting rotation, Ben? Because at the beginning of the year, I mean, Ben Lively was in the rotation, Luis Ortiz. So not only have the young guys had to come along, replacements have had to step in and do the job. And they've been terrific. I think the stat is 17 straight games where the starters have given up two or fewer runs.
It's like, I feel like we have this conversation every year, like with people when I'm talking.
Yeah.
They're always like, what is it about the Guardians? You know, what is it? And I'm like, well, I mean, I think Carl Willis is a huge part. You know, he's been there for a long time, and he's a calm voice. And then you've got a lot of really smart people in the room that are crunching numbers and looking at different, you know, analytics and arm angles and ways to attack people. And then they give a lot of that information to Carl. Carl looks at it, and he's like a great communicator, and he can go out there and he knows kind of how to go at each guy. So I would say, like, I was joking with him, and I was just, you know, calling him the Godfather or something when I saw him, and he started laughing. And you know, I think it's like that, though. When you have older guys that are really open like he is to new information and kind of that growth mindset where he's always learning, and then also having those communication skills that he has, and you wrap that all together, I think the Guardians have like a formula that a lot of people are trying to find, and it's the same conversation. You know, we guys just keep getting better. New guys are stepping in, and they just have kind of a DNA of who we are as a pitching staff, and people just jump right in.
Ben, as a guy that writes music, let me ask you this. Is the Guardian season, depending on how I think it finishes too, is this a movie? Is this season a movie?
I mean, it has definitely the things that you need for it. You know, it's had the big ups and downs and the big, like, the shock and awe, the all is lost. You know, you have all those things that happen. And then, you know, we always joke about it. I mean, I used to always say that, you know, you want to end strong. You know, you don't want to start off like crazy hot and then be bad at the end, you know. And the way that these guys have continued to grow and get better and get healthy, and new, you know, new guys showing up and making a big difference and getting big hits. I mean, to me, I think I'd watch that movie.
I would too. I think we called it Major League the first time we saw it.
Ben Broussard's joining us, and he's former Indians first baseman, played college baseball at McNeese State University. I say that because of this. What did you think when this team went a different route in this year's draft and started drafting college hitters who might be closer to major league ready than some of the types of drafts that they've had in the past?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. The draft, I've noticed, it's so dependent on, you know, the, like, last year was more college. I'm saying, like, 24 was really a really strong college. And then I felt like 25, you saw a lot of high school. And you know, you see all these different organizations jump on, like, what's the highest percentage, the most, you know, the least risk kind of thing to jump on. And I think it's good to go after college hitters. I like college hitters because I feel like, especially, you know, SEC college hitters or guys that have faced big game guys, it's really comparable to minor league, like high A, double A. And so you're already getting a really good look at where guys are kind of at and what they could maybe develop in. So there were some really interesting, you know, bats this year. So I don't think it's like a sign of necessarily a different direction. I think they just look at needs and they look at guys they really like, and they see things that they can maybe develop in a guy, especially if he's like an SEC guy. And they're like, man, if he just got better at this, he already does these things really good. And, like, you know, when I was in player development and we were doing the same thing with guys in low A or even rookie ball, we're just trying to see, like, where can we get them by the time they're in double A and they're triple A, and, like, where do they project at a major league level? Can we get them there? And so I think when you're able to snag good hitters that have been in those big games and had success, I mean, you've already kind of seen, you know, that glimpse that I think can make maybe push you over the edge and maybe not go for the young guy that's the shortstop or the left-handed pitcher or the catcher or the center fielder. You know, maybe that you go, hey, he's a really good bat and he's had a lot of success, and I think we can help him in this area, and then he's going to be major league ready a lot faster.
Ben, we know you'll be watching. We'll be watching. What a fun last week of the regular season for the Guardians. So thanks, buddy, as always.
Thanks, Ben. Hello to the family.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Baskin.
Jeff, thanks for throwing it over to me. I have big news for everybody. You can get the latest on Browns practice throughout the week and right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability as well as on-the-field action. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season. And don't forget his Brownie Bites that air very close to the end of the game every time the Browns play. So make sure you check that out. I'm on there with him. Love it. And I love to have his instant replay, instant impact, instant analysis that you get. I know I was building up to it. Why can't you?
I added to the drama by whispering.
Oh, thank you. You get all of that from Daryl Ryder, who never whispers on any of these things.
Now that's the dang truth.
So make sure you check him out.
Loudest guy here in studio. Who is it? I can tell you who it is.
I mean, do we really want to say? Do I have to throw myself under the bus on this one?
It's not you.
No, the loudest guy.
It's Spencer German. Spence is the loudest guy in studio I've ever worked with in my life.
Maybe I just haven't done enough shows with him. Ken is a little, especially when he gets excited. I would say normal Ken is not, but excited Ken,
it's Spencer,
is very loud.
That's true, but Spencer's normal chat is really loud, followed by Daryl. Daryl gets going.
You want to get in on this survey?
I think you've hit the big three. Those would be the three I pick.
Nick is no shrinking violet.
I know I am up there too when it comes to volume.
Well, you have a reason why, but you've toned it down.
Yeah, I've tried to be quieter and less loud.
Yeah, Jeff, I don't think you've ever touched the Richter scale on anything.
Every once in a while, but not very often.
Only when you say something, when someone says on the air, Jeff, you said, and they not even close. And the ones that kill me are when, like, I didn't say it, and you didn't say it, and then someone calls up and says,
"You guys,
Jeff, you said this," and I just watch your face turn like 13 different colors of red.
Fuchsia, I look like Slider.
No, you are totally an emoji on that. There's no question about it. You really want? I'm just giving you the inside scoop on this. You really want to make Jeff mad? Say he said something that he didn't, and he will be. He's a cartoon character.
Spencer is a fine young broadcaster. He's going to have a great career if his vocal cords last. That's all I'll say.
All I know is that when I leave here sometimes and I go home and try to talk to my family, they're like, "Why are you yelling?" And I'm like, I'm not yelling.
I get that too.
I'm not yelling.
That's radio volume. I said, no, it's a microphone. It's not a megaphone. You don't have to yell.
And where do we get that from? You better give credit.
You told me, Matt Underwood said it to you.
Underwood said it to me like the first couple times we were doing Indians pregame show.
Because he had blood trickling out of his ears after you sitting next to you.
That's okay. It actually was from shaving.
226. That's the Guardians batting average. It's dead last.
Why are you walking Major League down Baseball. That road? What are you doing?
You know why? Because I'm going to go happy in a minute. 226. They're tied for 27th in runs scored. They're 28th in slugging percentage. They're second to last, 29th in on-base percentage and OPS, on-base plus slugging percentage. And they're one game out with six games to play. Andy?
Jeff?
I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this. I wonder, we should try to find this out. Has any team ever made the postseason with the worst batting average in Major League Baseball?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm on it.
Oh,
Dan's look on at it. That. There you go, baby. I wonder. Because, Andy, that's preposterous.
Should we start calling him Elias then?
Oh, he's. I think so. It's
Elias
preposterous
how bad this
offense has been for most of the year. And yet here they are. And again, nothing but credit. I hate the fact that Stephen Vogt has to platoon as much as he does.
I think he's eased off on that a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, but he still has...
He's not making as many moves as he did.
He still uses everybody. Why? Because he really has
he's
to.
He's a good guy.
All the kids want to play, Jeff. All I know is, what's it show about the organization? And I think you could take this any of a number of ways. Nolan Jones gets hurt, messes up his oblique, and he's on the injured list. They bring Petey Halpin up to make his major league debut. They're in a pennant race. They've been winning like crazy. And he puts Petey Halpin in the lineup. And then Petey comes through. Got a hit, scored two runs. First major league game. Hmm. Family sitting there going nuts. I mean, that's two things. Part of it is like, you're in a pennant race? You're trying to catch up and you're putting a guy in center field to make his major league debut? Oh, my God. And the other is, yeah, this is the way we've done it all year. We trust our guys. He's going to go out there and play. And he did a nice job.
Jeff, I looked over a story on ESPN that is going to make your blood boil. It's going to make my blood boil, too. Good. So they put out a story. Let me see how long ago this was, just so I'm not crushing.
1993.
It feels that way.
Do we count the pandemic as a full season of Major League Baseball? The 2020 season?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Cincinnati Reds did it that year. They were the bottom, and so 2020, if we want to count that season before that?
Non-pandemic.
I keep going.
Okay.
Keep going.
So yesterday at 7 o'clock in the morning, Kylie McDaniel, who writes for ESPN, Dan, are you a fan?
Yeah, he does great prospect rankings.
He knows his stuff.
Okay, well, he put out a story that said...
That's the Little League World Series, too, on TV, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
maybe that's what he should be writing about. MLB playoff rotation tiers, ranking October pitching options. Okay? We all know the Guardians wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the pitching.
Yep.
So he ranked 14 teams that are there, including the Guardians and the Reds, making late surges. So two of the teams that he put in won't qualify. Do you want to guess where he ranked the Guardians pitching staff going into the playoffs?
12th.
Dodgers are 1. Phillies are 2. Mariners are 3. Tigers are 4. Your blood boiling yet?
Nope.
Brewers are 5. What's that make? How's that make you feel, Packer fan Dan? Brewers are 5. Is that about right?
Yeah, feels about right.
He's also a Browns fan.
The Reds are 6. I would take our rotation any day over the Reds. Houston is 7. The Padres are 8th. The Red Sox are 9th. I was looking down this list and I was just getting mad by the second. The Cubs are 10th. The Yankees are 11th. The Blue Jays are in tier 4 at 12. The Mets are 13.
Oh, wow.
And the Guardians are 14th. 14th. I hope they hear me over at the ballpark right now. You are listed as the 14th best rotation going into this last week of the season where everything is a playoff game. If that doesn't irk you and show you the lack of respect people have for this organization and this team and this particular pitching staff, then I don't know what would. That is insane. Dan, do you really think they're the 14th best rotation in baseball right now? They're the whole reason the Guardians are where they are right now. Let's be honest. Yeah, I see what he wrote even. Can I
give him? I'm not going to
update our loud rankings after that.
No, yes. Andy moved into the top 4.
Anyway. That makes my blood boil.
Yeah, moved into the top 4.
Someone's got to stick up for us.
Well, can I at least give you this?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
No,
and you might not.
No,
this team has really come on pitching staff wise, just in the last month or so.
Okay.
I mean, there were some real question marks in the starting rotation.
A month ago, I may have put them as the 14th best rotation.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could write that yesterday.
But I think they've done a really nice job. They got it together. You know, and they weren't bad before, but I don't think they were elite for most of this season, Andy. They've been elite here during this last stretch.
The late-charging Guardians rotation is comparable to the Mets, but Cleveland's late-season call-up standout rookie starter Messick doesn't have the raw stuff of New York's McClain, so I'm a little more dubious about Messick's postseason success this season. I think Messick will continue to be solid, but his long-term outlook is more of a third or fourth starter.
Well, that's okay. You need 5 or 6.
Somebody's got to eat those innings.
Exactly right.
While I'm not, this is the last line. While I'm not impressed with the last three options, Cantillo, another touch and feel lefty, somewhat like Messick, has been the best of the group in the second half. So he's probably the leader for the last spot. But it could come apart as a part of a four. It could come as a part of a four with a number of pitchers appearing. I hope they make this guy eat his words.
Well, I don't think he's trying to intentionally be nasty.
They're not the four. I'm sorry. There's no way they're the 14th best rotation heading into the playoffs.
I would tend to agree with that. But again, I think it took them a while to find themselves, Andy.
I hope they make the playoffs.
There's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
But they've been really, really good. I mean, their rotation has been outstanding, and the bullpen has been good, and it's the bullpen has stayed pretty good despite losing Emmanuel Clase at the back end of it. And it's not just losing Emmanuel Clase at the back end of it. That means then all of a sudden Cade Smith isn't a setup man. And all of a sudden it means Hunter Gaddis isn't pitching the sixth or seventh very often. You know, everybody had to step up a little bit, and they have. They've done a really nice job. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Jeff, welcome.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are we doing?
We are good.
Can't wait for tonight.
You know, I had every intention of calling and having like a rah-rah, super positive thing, but Andy, you just got me fired up.
I'm mad. I'm mad as you know what.
Here's why, because I was going to give you guys a stat because I thought it was really interesting, and it plays into everything you guys are talking about. Prior to the losing or the winning streak ending this past Sunday, Guardians pitching over the last 18 games has a 1.2 ERA.
Speaking.
And given up 22 runs. You know who the next closest was in the league? Number two was 67 runs during that stretch, and it was the Chicago Cubs. Nobody's giving us respect. Are we surprised by this? We shouldn't be. But you know what? Voit has done such a phenomenal job of rallying these guys together. And I said it the last time I called you guys, and I'll say it again. If we win the division, he absolutely deserves Manager of the Year again. It's not even a question. Because what you're seeing happen is you have no offensive production. It comes in spurts, but guess what? The pitching is keeping them in every game right now. It's almost similar to, you know, and I hate to use the cliche and use a different organization, but it's how the Browns are playing defense right now. They're keeping them in games. That is all that matters. This Detroit series, if you beat Skubal tonight, you are going to suck the life out of them, and it's over. I'll say it now that they will win the division if they win this game tonight.
Say it again, brother.
I like it.
I got to be positive because nobody believes it's going to happen, and it's happening right in front of our eyes, gentlemen. It is beautiful to watch, and quite frankly, everybody can keep saying that we're going to go, you know, we're the 14th in the league. Nobody cares because guess what happens in September? The hottest team that lights up the scoreboard in September and goes into the playoffs the hottest is the one that comes out with that trophy.
That's correct, Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff's on a roll.
I don't care. He's right.
Jeff's on a roll.
John Voit, Stephen Vogt, doesn't matter. Give me Manager of the Year. Give me some playoff wins. Disrespecting our rotation. Done.
Didn't John Voit play Mr. Phelps in Mission Impossible?
Check the teeth marks on the in the glove box on the pencil.
This one? It's a pen.
You heard Jeff. Can they do
That's
this,
right,
folks?
Man. Come on, I mean, go
think,
get it.
Think they were double-digit games out not too long ago. Will they make the playoffs? Andy, I can't wait to hear what you say. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.